This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Happy Valentine's Day to you. Will you, Jennifer, be my Valentine? Please. Will you please?
Happy Valentine's Day, of course.
Happy Valentine's Day. Kara, will you be my Valentine? Kara Schillen, Victoria.
Wow, multiple Valentines. I don't have any, so I guess, yes, I guess I'll be yours.
Why, is it not considered kosher to have more than one Valentine? If you're having a nice, warm relationship, a friendly relationship, it doesn't have to be a love relationship, right? Can't you have a Valentine? I remember.
Yeah, that's true. I send Valentines to my whole family, so I guess
we can
have
too.
We can have a family Valentine. Yeah.
Nobody sent me any Valentines at all.
Well, you need to talk to your children about that then.
That's true. Well, my children used to send them to me when they were children.
Well, tell them to get with the program.
Let's see what Miles comes up with. All right, it's the DJV program. We got 2/3. Of the DJ Veers here. Victoria has taken a lovely romantic weekend with her husband down in Atlantic City, which is where everybody who wants to be a romantic goes to have a good time. Right? We've teased her about that.
I think that's right, yes.
Yeah, that is right. Okay, so Jennifer is front and center. The activities of the week for you, you were involved in, well, you had a number of things that you were involved in terms of the political ramifications, and we always understand that because of your local radio program in Los Angeles, you are called upon to do things that are of a more political nature than what we do here. So didn't you get involved in some sort of a big deal on Tuesday? What was it? What's today? Friday. So Wednesday night. Yes?
Yes. So Wednesday night. It's all blurring together, actually.
Just, well, what's today and what are we doing here?
I don't even
here?
Know. What are we doing? Yeah. Exactly right. Well, not only did I do these events, host them, but I actually plan them. So
ooh.
I had two events.
A party
week,
planner. We're having a party.
One was a breakfast. One was an evening event. And it was an Ask the Candidates format, essentially. So it was a live broadcast of The Morning Answer, which is a show I do, and then a live broadcast of The Jen and Don Show, which is another show that
I do. That's another show. That's right.
And a couple of panel discussions after the shows, and we invited out every candidate that's running in Southern California, Democrats, Independents, Republicans. We invited them all, and not everybody showed up, of course.
No, okay.
Great. Oh, my gosh. We had 300 people probably on Wednesday night and probably 200 people on Tuesday morning.
Uh-huh. Good deal.
So, it was great. We had candidates. We had people who were interested in learning about candidates. And it was, I don't know, it does my heart good because there was a lot of diversity in the room. And
age-wise or race, or both, everything?
Demographics. Yeah. And mostly, if there were a few Democrats, a few Independents who showed up. But primarily because we're a conservative station, there were a lot of Republicans. And what was really cool is to see how many young Republicans are running for office, how many Hispanic Republicans, how many Black Republicans are running for office in California.
See, that's right there.
I think that's awesome.
That dispels a lot of the rumors. No Blacks will be Republicans, and no Hispanics, if they know what's good for them, will vote as a Republican. Well, it's pretty nonsensical.
I had a guy on yesterday who's from Jamaica, and with the thick Jamaican accent.
No problem, man.
Yeah. And it's so funny. I said, now I detect a little accent, and then he just turned it on. He went full Jamaican on me. That's great. And he's running against Representative Karen Bass in Los Angeles. So it's cool to hear people's stories and what inspired him and what inspired all these people to make the plunge and say,
Was there a common thread as to what inspired them? Because I think this is a good message for people. There are bound to be people listening to us. We have 400 and somewhere between 450 and 420 stations around the country that are listening to us have a conversation in one way or another in some time frame. So there are bound to be people that are thinking about running for office or are running for local office. And so it would be interesting to have whatever the consensus was among the people that you talked to that were running for local office there in Southern California. What is there a thread?
Yes, there were two. Oh, so there were some exceptions, but the two things that kept coming up, the homeless problem in California has mm-hmm. people just going nuts and feeling yep. left behind by our elected officials. And truly, the impeachment
accurate.
Was
That's
probably
an accurate statement. Very
yes,
accurate
and,
statement.
And number one was the impeachment. A lot of people who said that they felt, and these are people who were lawyers, okay, decided to leave their practices or to put a pause on their practice because they felt that there were just broad abuse of congressional power in the search for impeachment.
Anybody
there were a lot of
running
people.
For Congress?
A lot,
some of
yeah.
the incumbents? Really?
Actually, yeah. the bulk. I mean, we had Adam Schiff's competitor, Maxine Waters' competitor, mm-hmm. The guy, like I said, the Jamaican Errol Weber, who's running against Karen Bass. There are a lot of, yes, so all the big names. The guy, Mark Reed, who's running against Brad Sherman. All the people who you hear and you see on the news definitely have competitors in their district, and whether they're successful or not, they're at least giving them a challenge, making it an interesting
well, we
race.
We mentioned two names that are horror shows. In my point of view, they're really Maxine Waters is a horror show, and but she's Maxine Waters. Well, Schiff is just beyond the beyond. So anyway, so that's good. Good for you. That's I've always been proud of the way you have involved yourself, and maybe even the word is inveigled yourself into the political scene because it's a passion of yours. Not only is radio and being on the air a passion, but also, and when you think about it, it's something to be thankful for, that you are, A, desirous of being on the air, doing a good job, you've been around it all your life, you know how to do it, but you also are able to connect. Some people who are on the air, even if they do a decent job, they don't always connect well on a retail level. It's like retail politics. It's retail and wholesale. And you're on both scales, so I'm proud of you, and it's good
Thanks.
That you're around and about and around. I don't know, in terms of running, I suppose the people running for Congress have a slant on the impeachment for sure, but that's not really a local issue. The homeless
no,
is.
That was mostly with the congressional candidates who said it was just too much for me to see that. But those running for assembly and for state senate, I mean, homeless also was a huge threat during the events.
Yeah, all right. So that's that story. In terms of what's going on politically around the country, I thought it was interesting that the chair of the Iowa Democratic Party this week has resigned. Not interesting in that it took him so long to do it. Somebody must have said, hey, pal, you're done. Get lost. And then, you know, he said, okay, reading the signs on the wall, it's so ridiculous because It's become a punchline for the late night hosts, and you know it's just and it's still there's no excuse because there isn't any explanation for it. And isn't the same system supposed to be used in one of the primaries coming up, or has that changed?
Yeah, no, it's supposed to be used in Nevada. Nevada's caucusing on the 22nd, and they had to scrap it. They spent all this money to do what Iowa was going to do, but when they saw it, they realized we can't do that, so they got rid of it. And now they're trying to figure out what to do, because a caucus, remember, there's a calculation to it. It's not just one, you know, they don't just count votes. There's actually a calculation, so they're trying to figure out what that's going to look like for them.
Yeah, well, there's that. Something that troubled me a little bit, you know, you and I would have interesting conversations about the runner, the main candidate in my mind that's going to end up challenging Donald Trump is Michael Bloomberg. So they get into a sort of a Twitter thing yesterday, and it bothered me a little that Bloomberg even responded. Does he need to, or he just seemed... why would you even respond to that stupid stuff that Trump said? Because it is. It's stupid.
Well,
it's childish. It's like being in a sandbox in a playground, for God's sakes.
You know, Mike Bloomberg, for a lot of people, they don't know who he is. And so he's trying to get the headlines. He's trying to get people to know who he is.
He's not trying. He doesn't have to try too hard. People all of a sudden are paying a whole lot of attention to him.
Yeah, and they might see his commercials and stuff, but I think people need to know who he is and what his mm-hmm. you know what he's like, and he's got to start standing out. I think there's a lot of people who don't know that, and so I think he feels compelled to kind of engage. I don't know if it's going to be the right thing or not, because I think the reason a lot of people don't like Trump is because they
don't
like that.
That's
so
right.
I don't know. We'll see. But he went pretty good. He called him a carnival barker. He called him all sorts of things.
Well, he is kind of, in a manner of speaking. Did you see those pictures of him with the hair and the man-tan lines around his face.
The man-tan.
they were really actually kind of funny. His hair glowing and...
I saw them, and then I saw someone say, oh, no, they were photoshopped, and someone else, they were real, they were coming from the White House.
Well, that was Trump who claimed that they were photoshopped, but those were the official ones on the Getty website. The guy who took the pictures originally, I don't think he was doing it to make fun of him. He's just a photographer.
Yeah.
But Trump didn't like that people were making fun of it, so he said, these are fake. They're photoshopped.
You can only cry fake news so much. And then it loses some.
Unfortunately, in this day and age, you can cry it over and over and over again.
Yeah,
you're right.
Yeah, I know. That's true. So the House of Delegates in Virginia has passed a measure that will give the state's Electoral College votes to the presidential candidate who wins the national popular vote as well.
That's dumb. That won't last very long at all.
Why do you say it's dumb?
That'll get challenged in the courts. That won't stand.
Because.
Because the people of the state are the votes that you should count, not the people of the country. That's not...
It is dumb. I'd like to think that each state would do it for each state, but not with a national vote.
Well, and that's what they do. The popular vote in the state is what moves forward, really. So that's what they're doing now. What you're saying is what they do. It's just when you say, okay, well, I'm just going to wait and see what the country says. No, come on.
What needs to be done is the Electoral College needs to go away so that everybody's vote counts.
You and I disagree on that.
I know we do. That's true. We can disagree, Jennifer, without being disagreeable. How about that, Mom? But this does look like it's kind of stupid.
It's not
anyway.
Good.
All right, so
it won't last. Even more than that, it won't last because it'll get challenged.
In summary, this week, as I look at the talk radio countdown list from Talkers Magazine, the top 10 stories and the top 10 people of the week, as you might imagine, presidential race and the primary in New Hampshire was number one. Roger Stone was three. Two was impeachment. So what actually did happen to Roger Stone? I'm trying to piece together the...
Well, nothing yet. So the way that this worked is that he has been convicted. And he is awaiting sentencing, which I think happens on like the 20th or the 21st, something like that. And so the prosecutors in the case recommended 7 to 9 years. Now, what Roger Stone did was not right, and he's not perfect by any stretch. But there are a lot of people that have walked with a slap on the wrist with the same charges, lying to Congress, and obstruction, those types of things. Most of them have just walked out the door and they're wandering around Washington, D.C. So this was a little bit excessive. So then two things happened at the same time. The first is that the prosecutors, DOJ, or I'm sorry, the Department of Justice said, well, that's a little bit extreme. And at the same time, President Trump tweeted, that's a little bit extreme. So then, of course, Democrats started saying in Congress, started saying, well, Bill Barr's in the pocket of President Trump. This, you know, he tweeted and then he responded and all of this. Well, actually, the Attorney General, Bill Barr, actually responded before Trump tweeted. And so Bill Barr actually went on ABC, I think he went on ABC News and did an interview and said, you know what, Trump's tweets can make it impossible to do the job because when I want to do something legitimately, he'll tweet about it and then it becomes a scandal. And so that's kind of what's going on.
All right, good to have that summary. Valentine's Day is upon us. Actually, in the next half hour, we're going to, Jennifer and I are going to give away 25 audio CDs, and one grand prize headphone is going to be part of an effort over the next 3 or 4 days on the program. Between now and Tuesday, we'll give away these books. That's best-selling author J.D. Robb's Golden in Death, which is the 50th book in the In Death series. So we'll have that to give away in the next half hour. Happy Valentine's Day. And also, I suppose maybe a reminder for Valentine's Day about your smile. How are you looking? Have you thought seriously about doing this the right way and going with power swabs to whiten and brighten your teeth? Because it's the advanced system that works better than anything else in the country. You got my say-so. You got millions of people that have used this. It's so easy to do. It's so successful. It's all natural. It won't hurt you. Call 800-208-1797 to start the process. Power swabs. Use the DJV code. Get them at 40% off, less $10, free shipping. 800-208-1797 for power swabs.
Do you
you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Time for some music stuff.
This is a man's world.
There it is. James Brown. Still dead. But there's a twist in this, Jennifer.
Yeah.
Prosecutor in Atlanta examining his death after meeting with a woman who said she has evidence that James Brown was murdered. Fulton County DA Paul Howard says his investigation would conduct interviews and weigh potential evidence before deciding whether to launch a full-scale investigation of his death. He was in a hospital in Atlanta when he died on Christmas Day 2006. Death certificate blamed a heart attack and fluid in his lungs. But the doctor, a guy named Marvin Crawford, signed the certificate actually, said in an interview a couple of years ago that he's always wondered what brought on those events. Whether Brown's sudden death had been caused by some kind of toxic substance. Dr. Crawford said, he changed too fast. He was a patient I would never have predicted would have coded out, but he died that night. And I raised the question, what went wrong in that room? 13 different people have stated they either want an autopsy or a criminal investigation opened up because Brown's manager and his son Daryl, his last wife, a man who claimed to have taken a vial of Brown's blood from the hospital, and Jackie Hollander, the singer who first alleged that Brown had been murdered, all want somebody to step up to the plate here. It was actually Hollander who met with the DA this week. She presented him with a list of other possible witnesses, handed over a stack of printed text messages, and a green plastic storage bin that she said was filled with all kinds of evidence. This is pretty spooky stuff.
Yeah, no kidding.
So the DA, Mr. Howard, said his investigators will check out the story in the next month or so and decide whether to open a full investigation. Sounds a little spooky to me.
That is really weird. I don't know
it
about
is.
That.
Yep.
It seems like they've obviously suspected something from the beginning. I don't know why it's taken so many years to get traction.
Because it's Atlanta and he's
black.
And
remember how long it took to actually bury him? Or do something with him? Didn't he sit for like months?
Kind of like he was sitting in the same chamber that Casey Kasem was waiting to be stuck on the ground.
Well, everybody fought it out, I know.
Yeah, exactly. 26 after the hour here on the DJV program. Jennifer, Kara, Doug, you focusing now on somebody else who's dead, still dead, Hank Williams.
What you got cooking? how's about cooking something up with me?
So let's go back in history to the Grand Ole Opry when Hank Williams debuted in 1949. I think since that time, no matter what the... And this is something that has come back into the focus because of that Ken Burns focus on country music this year, this past year. So Williams was only 29 when he died, if you remember that. In the that was something that was... The Williams story and his death was a very prominent part of that TV show. So Williams is not technically a member. In fact, he was unceremoniously fired from the Opry in 1952 after missing an appearance because he was a big drinker. In 2003, his grandson, who's Hank Williams III, started a campaign to have his grandfather reinstated into the Grand Ole Opry. Online petition, 65,000 signatures. Williams remains, however, to this day, a former member. A designation that won't likely change, at least not anytime soon. Hank Williams will always be a treasured past member of the Grand Ole Opry, said Dan Rogers, vice president of the Grand Ole Opry. The Opry is made up of living, breathing artists who can contribute to the show and whom the Opry can give back. Decision to fire Williams was originally meant to be a wake-up call, not intended to be permanent, but he died on his way to a concert in West Virginia. He was just a mess, which is kind of a shame because he had a lot of talent, man. And again, you get that out of the Ken Burns thing. I'd forgotten about him since I was a kid. His legacy lives on in every performance, according to the Opry. So should he be in? Still to be determined. Find out as this proceeds, but it's not going to stop here. 28 after the hour. God gave back his
sign. Some people are open to feedback, others aren't. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Some people are eager to hear feedback. They thrive on it because they know that feedback is the only way for them to improve at what they're doing. Other people have a much more difficult time handling feedback, and that's mostly because they take feedback about their performance personally. Feedback about what you do, however, is not the same thing as feedback about who you are. And those who are the best at what they do truly understand that. Take the time to learn to separate who you are from what you do. And then, the next time someone offers you feedback about your performance, express appreciation to them for taking time to help you be better. Of course, you'll have to set your ego aside to do that, but that is definitely possible. To learn how to set your ego aside, visit drchristianconti.com.
As you know, a smile is worth a thousand words, so if you want to make a lasting impression with your best smile, perhaps as we go into Valentine's Day and beyond, you'll want to make sure your teeth look better than ever. In just 5 minutes, you can be on your way to a brighter, whiter smile thanks to Power Swabs. Power Swabs, the most advanced teeth whitening system, all natural. You just have to swab your teeth, and then you go. The ingredients in Power Swabs remove deep stains from your teeth, and they also help to rehydrate your enamel. So if you've got sensitive teeth, call 800-208-1797. Power Swabs, in just the first use, you'll increase the whiteness quotient on your teeth by twice. Call 800-208-1797. Start using Power Swabs today. 800-208-1797. The best deal is using the DJV code. You'll save 40%, $10, and then you get free shipping. Get the best smile.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Attorney General says he has a message for President Trump.
I cannot do my job here at the department with a constant background commentary that undercuts me.
Speaking on ABC, the head of the Justice Department, William Barr, is under fire for overruling his prosecutors and recommending a lighter sentence for the president's longtime ally, Roger Stone.
You think I need the president's tweet to tell me that 7 to 9 years is excessive?
He said he never spoke to the White House and made the decision before President Trump tweeted the original recommendation was a miscarriage of justice. An old familiar face is returning to the White House. President Trump says Hope Hicks has been asked to return. She's expected to serve as a counselor to the president and senior advisor Jared Kushner. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The hour on today's DJV program. It's Friday the 14th. Happy Valentine's Day. We get into all of that.
Well, I think it's
worth a moment here. I love Buddha. There's something about that whole ambiance, the aura around Buddha and what Buddha has had to say.
And if you need a translation, he's talking about Buddha, right?
Buddha. I call it. I've used that term a lot with my children, little Buddhas. That sort of thing for a long, long time. He said, you yourself, as much as anybody in the entire universe, deserve your love and affection. In other words, love yourself. While we're focused on so many other people loving you, we were talking the last half hour as to whether or not it's appropriate to get Valentine's for more than one person. It sure is. But
I give Valentine's to the people that are around me. I mean, if all of us were together in the same room, you guys would absolutely be getting a little something from me today.
Yeah, yeah. There's nothing wrong with that.
But because you're not, loser.
Yeah. Khalil Gibran, who was very popular when I was a kid, wrote, "Life without love is like a tree without blossoms." And I think that's pretty romantic and pretty apt as well, as a matter of fact. Yesterday, Jennifer, we were talking about it being National Giving Day. A time for people to sort of take stock. If you're giving, if you're pledging your time, your talent, or your money to some person or some event or to some organization. It was a time for people to focus, and there are tens of thousands of these organizations all around the country. The reason I bring it up is because I thought it was interesting here in the Boston area. One of the Boston marathoners who's looking for support, you know, a lot of these people that run on the marathons, whether it's here or L.A. or New York or wherever they run, they get pledges from people to do, you know, give me 5 cents a mile, give me a dollar a mile, give me 100, whatever you can give, and I'm going to use the money for X, Y, and Z. So there's a young woman from my hometown of Framingham who is combining her nursing studies with her skills as a bartender for a theme that is basically all about the marathon. And I thought it was kind of cute when you get right down to brass tacks how creative. I give you the example because it's a way to sort of understand how this thing might have worked. And I didn't know it yesterday, but it came to my attention last night. I was at an event at Framingham State College here. One of the reasons I came home is because my dear friend Chris Walsh, who is the state rep and did, he was just a great friend, had a building named in his honor. And so it was a tear, there were a few tears flowing here and there, but like a reunion of a lot of the great people who liked him and loved him. And so anyway, this youngster is a student at a college in Framingham called Mass Bay. And she works at the Framingham Union Hospital here, where that's the local hospital. And she also works as a bartender. And she's going to run in her first marathon. She's found some time in all this, kind of like Jennifer doing this, that, and the other thing. She's put all of those things together for a fundraiser for her Mass Bay classmates. And what it's called is Marathon Margarita, and the restaurant that she's working at is going to donate $2 from the sale of every drink to meal scholarships for Mass Bay students. Mass Bay is one of those community colleges. You went to a community college, I think, to start out, Jennifer, if I'm not mistaken, right in there.
I went to a four-year college, and then I quit, yeah. And then I took some time off, and then I went back to community college, yeah.
Okay. So,
and
you
I
know,
loved it, by the way.
Well, it's a great experience. It's a great social experience because it's a whole lot different in most communities. I know it is here. People who can get in basically can't afford to go to a college. I shouldn't say real college. But
you shouldn't
college.
Say real because I'm going to tell you, as someone who went to both, I got, for the general ed classes, I got a better education at that community college than I did
so basic.
At the four-year.
Yeah,
it's not
very
even
basic.
It's that I thought the teachers were actually better. In my experience, it was, they were more thorough, and it was just, I don't know, I feel like that's where it really sunk in, and I actually started to understand math and all these things that have kind of eluded me.
Yeah.
And yeah, so I don't know. I'm a big advocate for that. Whether it's a financial reason or not, I think it's a great way to start your collegiate career, I think.
Yeah, it is. So far, they've gotten enough money. This thing's been going on. It sort of culminated with a lot of activity around it yesterday. But they have enough money to give 76 students meal cards for the rest of the year.
Wow.
That's pretty cool. And that's what I'm trying. There are always these sorts of things going on in communities, food drives and stuff. So you don't feel like you have to give to some of the big national organizations. Find the things that are going on locally and help yourself to helping others, as a matter of fact. Okay, the question of the day is, can unmarried people have sex in Virginia?
I'm glad they're the ones that get to decide that.
A Virginia state code which makes it illegal for unmarried people to have consensual engagements. Not widely enforced, as you can imagine, but the Democrats in Virginia say it's time to scratch a law for good. After hundreds of years on the books, the Virginia State House of Delegates has repealed the crime of fornication bill last week. The code, and I'm not, you know, it's in Virginia, having sex before you get married is not legal. And if you are guilty, you pay a $250 fine. So one of the state delegates introducing the legislation to repeal it said, quote, "We shouldn't have laws that make most of the population into criminals." Times are different now than they were in the 17th century. You think? Virginia, with all these, you know, you think back, I was thinking what a joke this is, because all the leaders, people who signed the Declaration of Independence, they all had what do they call them, concubines? Is that a good word? Where they all had something going on the side. Most of them were with slaves, and they had children with slaves. So it was, you know, pretty hypocritical. There's one of these same sort of statutes in North Carolina as well, where sharing a bed or cohabitating means you go to jail for a week and pay a $1,000 fine. It's on the books in Mississippi, too. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm not surprised if there are even more laws all around the country like that. Isn't it crazy how many laws you just don't know about?
Know about, right.
But, yeah.
And how many dumb ones there are still on the books?
I know.
Yeah, right, like that. So this is a problem, apparently, and I would say problem with a small P, not a capital P. So it's Virginia who has this law on the book. It's North Carolina. It's Mississippi. And in Massachusetts, the bill was just repealed last year. And Utah did the same in 2019 as well, to repeal a law. So it's kind of, when you get right down to brass tacks, it's amusing. But that's pretty much all it is. Here's something that's not amusing. I find this very troubling, actually, but I think it's a sign of the times. There's I think it's the largest newspaper group, as a matter of fact, in America. Most people don't even know the name, but they know the newspapers that they own. The McClatchy newspapers. I used to work on one of their radio stations, because they used to have a whole bunch of radio stations at one point in time. They own the Miami Herald, Kansas City Star, Sacramento, what is it, the Bee or something? What's it called in Sacramento?
Sacramento Bee.
Yeah. All right. Owns all those papers. Filed for bankruptcy yesterday. And isn't that a sign of the times? They have a $1.4 billion pension plan they can't fund. So what do you do? You do what you have to do, and that's... either that or you organize yourself out of business, in a manner of speaking. But it's really, I don't know. I find it troubling because I think there's still a place. I'm maybe the only one who thinks there's still a place for an actual newspaper. I love to get on an airplane.
I love getting the newspaper on a Sunday and just sitting with it and just, that to me is awesome. Do I have time during the week? Not so much.
No. But mostly I do it on the airplane. I go into the lounge and I grab a couple of newspapers. I did when I came home on what's today? Friday. I came home Wednesday night. I grabbed the Wall Street Journal and the Financial Times and a couple of other. It's just fun to kind of sit there and read this stuff. Just see, sometimes you get a lot of. Matter of fact, those are the times I ripped three or four stories out of each of the papers to talk about on the air. So it's good stuff, frankly, and I wish that we're not facing that reality, but we are. Meanwhile, speaking of reality, a couple of Ohio State football players have been arrested on rape and kidnapping charges. Oh, this is great for Ohio State fans. You close your ears, I guess, or maybe you need to open them up. Something that happened to two players arrested Wednesday on these charges. They are identified as Amir Rape and Jensen Wint, being held in jail in Columbus. Both are 21. They'll be seniors. Next year, we are aware the two of our students have been arrested, said the president of Ohio State. They have been suspended from all activities involving the football program. We will share more information. So I'm wondering, Kara, if this is going to be another one of those things where this gets swept under the rug, like their football players, oh, they didn't really mean to do it, or some other nonsense like that.
I sure hope not, because I don't think it will, because it's gotten more attention and the school has immediately done something about it, but... I don't know. I mean, and to add kidnapping, I don't know the whole situation. I don't know exactly what that means. But the fact that there were also two guys involved with, I don't know, one woman, multiple women.
That usually plans. That they can get them on premeditation.
Yeah.
Under that circumstance.
I hope so, because there needs to be some lesson that gets taught to these people, because we just hear it way too often. And then half of them, nothing happens, and then they go into the NFL, and then they get to make millions. And that's just not okay.
Yeah. And here's the story of Eddie Curry, who played with the Chicago Bulls, and very young when he got started, didn't know what to do with all of the money, apparently, so he's now involved in some kind of fiasco with his former wife and their daughter, and it's just a mess. But it pretty much shows you what happens to some of these young athletes who have too much money too fast. They don't know what to do with it. They're not being managed properly.
He didn't do anything. I mean, his ex-girlfriend and 10-month-old daughter were shot and murdered
by
her ex-boyfriend. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
So,
but, under the circumstances, it's just ugly. Ugly, ugly. All right, so let's talk about something that's good before we do a little quick TV stuff, Jennifer. And that is the fact that today is Valentine's Day.
Yep.
It started as a feast. It really did start as a feast for St. Valentine, the patron saint of love and affection.
But it was a feast of chocolate.
Well, it was a feast of Chaucer, actually.
Yeah.
Chaucer and his tales, the day became infused with the romance and tension and drama of the English imperial court. 200 years later, it means we're buying chocolates and making reservations for expensive meals. I will tell you that my son-in-law, my daughter's husband, is the country's foremost expert on Chaucer. And that's what he teaches as a professor at UCLA. And went to, he's got an Oxford PhD in this stuff. It's interesting to understand how Chaucer inveigled himself into all kinds of things that were a very important part of British life when he was around. So he kind of pushed along the idea of Valentine's Day. Here's the survey this year from 1,000 Americans about Valentine's Day and what they're going to do. 13% say they would rather receive diamonds than chocolate. Really? That's a surprise, huh? 10% of Americans say they are single and they like it. Kara, I guess I could say the same thing. 9% of Americans buy candy or flowers for themselves.
Good for
see,
you.
There's, yeah.
That's okay.
I like to buy half off candy the next day. I'm taking myself to a romantic movie tonight. I'm getting a massage tomorrow, getting half off candy. It'll be good.
Excellent. 8% of Americans have proposed or been proposed to on Valentine's Day. 3% of Americans say they're going on a Tinder date for Valentine's Day. What, Tinder again? Remind me, what happens on Tinder?
It's just another dating app. Yeah. I mean, it used to be more that people would use it for hooking up, but now it's definitely people use it for actual dates.
Regular dating.
That seems like a good way to ruin your Valentine's Day, going on a first date.
23% of Americans say they're going on a Tinder date. I'm sorry, did I say 23%? Yeah. Rather spend Valentine's Day with their pet than their romantic partner. 49% say they treat their pets to something special on Valentine's Day. And 12% include their pet in their Valentine's Day activity. So that's kind of a cute thing as well. And speaking of things to give away, all right, Carrie, let's work through this idea. We're going to give away 25 audio book CDs. And then between now and Tuesday, we're giving away also a grand prize in this contest. So we're going to do it on Facebook. What are we going to do? What do people need to do? Go to Facebook.com/DJV Show.
Yeah, since it's Valentine's Day, I'm going to put some posts up there about what we're doing for Valentine's Day. And if you want a chance to win one of the audiobooks from J.D. Robb, which is the pseudonym for Nora Roberts, but this is not a romantic novel. It's more of like a thriller. Then you can just post on there what you're doing for Valentine's Day, and there's a chance you might win one of them.
All right, so do that. You can get in there. Again, it's Facebook.com/DJV Show. Follow the prompts that Kara will post on our Facebook to become eligible for one of these 25 audiobook CDs, and the grand prize we'll give away in this contest on Tuesday here on the DJV program. I see that RuPaul is going to, what's the show called, Drag Race?
Mm-hmm. Yes, RuPaul's Drag Race, yeah.
Right. So the judges have been announced. It's an interesting look. The guests will be Nicki Minaj, Whoopi Goldberg, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Chaka Khan.
It's a random mix.
Yeah, I think Jeff Goldblum is going to be on there, too. Yeah.
Leslie Jones, the comedian, Daisy Ridley, Olivia Munn, Rachel Bloom. Wow, Jeff Goldblum. Interesting, huh? RuPaul's Drag Race. It's 10 before the hour.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
For us to go through the top five items from the world of technology. Victoria is off. Victoria Keelan not here this week, so that role falls to me. I'm Doug Steffen. Starting at number five, working our way to number one, is a focus on Sprint that this week announced the first smart watch for children, introducing this watch complete with GPS tracking. It's called the Watch Me Go device, designed for children ages 4 to 12, who may not be quite ready for their own smartphone, that's for sure. Nobody under the age of 12 is ready for a smartphone as far as I'm concerned. In addition to tracking a child's location, the watches can send and also get voice and text messages to a parent's smartphone app. Parents can set up alerts to notify them if a child wearing the Watch Me Go leaves a defined safety zone, like their school, their neighborhood, something like that, their backyard. The watch also has an SOS button that will send immediate alerts to the parent. I understand this. $144, and maybe it's a good thing to have. It has a Gorilla Glass watch face, a battery that's strong, water-resistant case, all that sort of thing. Verizon and T-Mobile already have versions of this sort of thing now. It just makes me think that the world, this is teaching kids the world is a scary place, and you better protect. I don't know. It bugs me. Especially at that age with our buds coming off the rose, it seems kind of a shame. Number four this week on our countdown of the top five items in the world of technology, Atlantic City's Hard Rock Casino has some new slot machines that inside this casino actually entirely activated and played by gamblers over the internet. You can't, if you are at the Hard Rock, you can't play with these. You have to go, you can stand next to them and use the internet to play the machines. There are 12 machines, first of their kind any place. The Hard Rock Casino said the remote control slots are the natural outgrowth of live dealer table games that have been growing in popularity in Atlantic City over the past 6 years. I wonder if Victoria is playing with these, Kara. She's down in Atlantic City this weekend. Online or in person, slots work the same way. Their foundation is called the Random Number Generator. State gambling regulators put the devices through extensive testing to ensure the integrity of them. I guess that they couldn't be hacked would be a way of looking at it. The new machines are no different. The same type of machines that are on the casino floor, only they're connected to the Internet so they can be activated online only. Players with a valid Internet gambling account with Hard Rock can access the new machines through the online gambling website. Wow. If all 12 machines were occupied by other players, others can join a queue waiting for one of them to become available. I'll bet you that thing will be hotter than a firecracker. Number three on this list, going to number one, the Israelis have come up with an election app that has been apparently hacked. Personal information of more than 6 million voters in Israel this week was hacked. The breach occurred in the Elector app, which is used by Netanyahu and his party, the Likud Party. An independent programmer identified the security flaw, exposing the names, addresses, and other personal data of the entire national voting registration list in Israel. Wow. The Likud Party uploaded the voter registry to the app in preparation for the election next month. That didn't take long, and bingo, all those things are now exposed. Developers of the app say the flaws have been addressed and new privacy measures are now in place. Unclear, though, at this point, how much data was collected as a result of that breach. Number two, T-Mobile and Sprint. A lot of people are talking about this one, a lawsuit, so now they are merging. $26 billion deal between T-Mobile and Sprint. The thing that I find a joke here, and I think I said this on the air during the week, judge said he was convinced by the two parties that it would be better for competition because prices would go down. You show me one of these damn mergers where your prices have gone down. I'll sell you the Brooklyn Bridge. Number one, the Chinese have been blamed for the Equifax breach last year. Remember that? Department of Justice indicting four members of China's military in connection with this hack. Actually, it took place a couple of years ago. 150 million Americans' info was exposed. According to the indictment, the group hacked into Equifax's system in Georgia back in May of 2017. The breach exposed names, social security numbers, birth dates, addresses, driver's license numbers, credit card numbers for 200,000 people who have accounts at Equifax. Second time that DOJ has indicted members of China's People's Liberation Army in connection to economic espionage. And Puerto Rico is out $2.6 million. Government fell victim this week to a phishing scam. Be careful about that. And we all have that potential to affect us. Doug,
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.